In a last-minute special session, Colombia's conservative majority Congress passed a new controversial security law that the opposition says violates human rights. The bill is the government response to a wave of crime that followed the pandemic lockdowns. But critics believe that while it claims to guarantee citizen security with tougher penalties, it also violates the Constitution, dangerously expanding self-defense laws, among other provisions.
Cualquier persona puede hacer uso de un arma.
This bill allows private citizens to use a weapon on their property. Let's say if peasant farmers invade the land of a big landowner, it can shoot and kill them and take justice in their own hands. It will bring new violations of human rights in a country that already has a terrible record in that regard.
The law also increases penalties for damaging public infrastructure or when protesters wear a mask. And it comes as the government is under pressure for the police response to the economic and social protests that rocked the country in 2019 and again this year. A recent UN report documents various instances of unnecessary and disproportionate use of force by police officers that left two dozens dead and criticized armed civilians shooting at demonstrators.
Oi.
But the country's defense minister, who controls the police, said the law does not legalize these actions.
De ninguna manera busca atentar.
This law does not violate peaceful protests in any way, but when crimes are committed, it assures the police and the justice system that they can bring those responsible to justice. This law responds to people's needs for security and protection.
While some mayors applaud elements of the bills, especially the tougher penalties, critics say they will challenge the law in the country's constitutional court and will denounce it internationally.
Security expert Jairo Librero says the court will likely reject the most illiberal articles of the bill.
It's a typical example of punitive populism. People want to see those who commit a crime rot in jail, and you can understand that from a victim's perspective. But the rule of law regulates things in a different way. We can't forego people's constitutional rights.
Colombians have been hoping for an improvement in security and at the same time a more humane police for a long time. The government says this new law will do that, reducing crime across the board. But many are asking if it indeed will and at what cost. Alessandro Ampietti, Al Jazeera, Bogotá.